sitting here listening to you and Larry and Andy chat about the evening and enjoying it a little bit. Figured I'd go ahead and give you one more for the log. So if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville. Again, not really doing anything, just checking the mail. So, Dave, hope you guys have a wonderful evening. No comments, no traffic tonight. Sorry, can't even talk. Anyway, hope you have a wonderful evening. 73 to you, everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize our first Saturday of the month Net Control operator, AK4HR, Mike in Simpsonville. Good to have you this night, Mike. You sounded good. Hope you enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving and appreciate you stopping by here and checking in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Call W4DJW. Well, Larry, it's funny that you mentioned going to a restaurant and listening to audio. I have a friend that I worked with in Charlotte for 25 years, and he is an audiophile. And he has those really expensive decks of component parts. Something an amateur radio operator that was a friend of my dad's showed me over at his house one time. He said, "Now this was, I was a teenager, right? So I knew nothing about him. But he said, you buy your individual components, and that way, if one of them goes bad, you just replace that component." And he had a wall full of components everywhere, and had them all broken out. Well, that's the way my buddy is up in Charlotte. He's got them all the different component parts to an audio chain broken down. So he called me not too long ago, and he said, "I sent my amplifier up to an audio amplifier, not a ham radio amplifier, different animal altogether, up to a guy in Minnesota, and he was asking me if he knew any programmers that could write code. And I had been working on that those ESP32s, so it's like a Arduino, but it has built-in Wi-Fi and stuff like that. So we started a project and built this guy. He had another developer, and the developer couldn't finish the code. To save his life, he couldn't finish it. So we picked it up. We investigated what he was doing. We wrote the code for him, delivered it, and they're making those preamps now. Make a long story short, the owner of that company is in Charlotte, California. He lives in California. The guy that does his electronics work is in Minnesota. And then we wrote his code here in South Carolina, North Carolina. My friend in North Carolina is the architect. I was the developer. So they came, they had a convention in Greer, of all places, at a restaurant like you were talking about. That is a high-end restaurant that I had never been to. I didn't even know there were any high-end restaurants in Greer, but there's a restaurant called Select in Greer. And it's world-renowned. I had no idea, okay? And right up above it, the owner of the place set up for, he's an audiophile. And he does the music like you're talking about inside that restaurant. And so right up above it, the guy that owns the company that I wrote the code for the preamp, comes over here from California, comes down into Greer to present his new model of his speakers. Now, his speakers did cost $70,000 a pair. This new model that he's presenting are $90,000 a pair. The preamp that we built is a $25,000 preamp, and the amps that run, you need an amp per speaker, they're $120,000 a piece. So this is some fine audio, and we got to sit in the middle of all of that upstairs, my buddy from North Carolina and I. Each one of us, one at a time, there's one chair in the middle of the room that you can sit in, and it's audio like you've never heard before. And I told him when I was sitting there, I said, "This is probably the best audio I have ever heard in my life, and it is the best audio I will ever hear in my life." The first and the last. So it was enjoyable. A really nice restaurant, really nice audio. So it's funny that you would mention that, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Quite a story that I'd really enjoyed listening to. You mentioned the Select restaurant. I'm aware of that. It's a very fine restaurant, and Donna and I chose that restaurant to celebrate our 31st anniversary this past year. And oh, I just had a great time. People watched, you know, quite a bit. There's you know, some people unlike me. I am what you might call plain. And I wouldn't be offended, you know. But there were some fancy folks there. And I like people watching when that's allowed, to just sit there and watch the crowd and watch them have a good time. Now, the Select Restaurant is a place where you can have a good time and a place where you can eat a really fine meal. Go there with your piggy bank under both arms. You know, one piggy bank on the left, one piggy bank on the right. But if that don't disturb you, or you're just, as we were, celebrating a very special event, I'd have to recommend it, for sure. And with that little bit, I will notice the clock. Oh, look at there. I suppose everybody has had a reasonable chance to check in. I just like being, you know, this is my contribution. I like carrying the net at least into the 10 o'clock hour, so that people who might not be able to rush from wherever they were back to the rig and fire it up and register their attendance. This is a fine place to be. I'm probably not talking to more than one or two people who are here for the first time, but maybe I'm talking to people who are just listening too, and you're not a ham yet. Well, that can be fixed. With a little bit of study and one exam, you can get on this repeater as many times a day as you want to. There are a few rules, but that's life, right? Back to you, Dave. Have yourself a good night. Thank you for the great conversation. This is KK4JBQ 73.
Well, Larry, I have enjoyed it immensely as well. I do appreciate you hanging around for the RAG2 portion of the call. It's always interesting, always fun. I don't know how we align on so many topics like that over and over again, but I guess the world is smaller than we think it is. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around and enjoyed the conversation. Looking forward to doing it again in the future. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. In and out. Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall, North Carolina.
Who is the middle letter of the suffix? I got hotel and Zulu, but I didn't get the middle letter of the suffix.
Lima.
Okay, Benson, appreciate your patience with me. As that's probably my fault. I don't have my hearing aids yet. I don't like to wear them unless I have to, and sometimes I probably should. I wasn't planning on calling the net tonight. Next, I'd like to recognize KQ4HLZ, Benson, in Marshall, North Carolina. It's not you, Benson, it was me. So you're sounding perfectly good into the repeater tonight. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night, Wednesday night, for the W4NYK swap net. KF4DOS Gary will be calling the net, and he has the swap net on Wednesday nights, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that, and I'm sure he'll appreciate you being there. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.